Good morning. Well, we have the corn and soybeans, wheat too, in a little bit of a retraction. The question mark is this just a little correction from the recent rally, or have we struck another high? Well, the market on the beans made new highs for the month of July over the month of June in the soybeans, all the way across, old crop and new. Corn did not. Corn needed on the July to take out 449 and a quarter, didn't get too far away, and failed. The December corn got to 466, actually 464, I think it was, in, or 465 and three quarters. So 466 resistance, 50% retracement, but 477 and a quarter, taking that out would take the June high out. So the corn didn't get it done. And there is not an uncommon situation or behavior in the corn market where, and beans too, where you rally into the 4th of July, and then the 5th, 6th, or 7th, maybe the 8th, depending on the day after the 4th of July, when you start to trade futures again, you can oftentimes put a high in for a correction. Now, we'll see, and oftentimes that could be a July high too. So we'll see what happens here, but the forecast also started showing cooler weather, and that is here with us through the weekend. Then as we get into next week, we're supposed to start heating up. Now, tomorrow, we have the July supply-demand report, and it's thought that the stocks on both soybeans and corn will be cut or reduced. And we look at the corn carryout, and it's not that burdensome. So if we're hanging around 2 billion bushels, we need to see carryout stay above that. If we get below it, we start getting tighter. And exports are expected to be increased in tomorrow's report, along with feed usage. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.